Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, here we go. I don't know how long the show is going to be tonight. I guess I'm going to depend it on how many people show up. I know I wasn't able to do that much marketing for the show, but we're going to see where it goes. So I'm going to place the songs and then we'll bring it in.
Same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Once I wake up, my dick is hard as fuck. I lift her legs up, dump it in a breakfast lunch. Get clean for the stunt, grab my watch with diamond front. Percy is on the hunt, Versace cologne for the skunk. Nigga, this is gangsta must. I ain't asking for much, just for what I deserve. See, my soul's on ice, so my heart's on burn. Yeah, my mind's on this money, and that's my only concern. Nigga didn't go to college, so I'm stuck with this curve. Won't wear a name on my shirt, so I'm stuck with my word. Yeah, that's all that I have. In this Baghdad land, nigga, we stab and we grab. And the last man to stand will forever be mad. Been through the good and the ugly, my nigga is pretty bad. I don't find too much shit funny on this Death Valley path. No mind of us in the bottles, whether we cry or we laugh. Keep a foot on a nigga's neck, other up a hoes ass. Same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, my phone blowing up and I don't wanna answer. Everybody got confessions when your money's like the passes. Every nigga's an apprentice when you fuck with a master. Entertain your Betty pushing for my personal laughter. Yeah, the drama's for piranhas, don't get caught in the rapture. Burn stage before your rage becomes a page in my chapter. Hieroglyph on my scroll, that's for the here and the after. Let it be written in stone. Real fucking hustlers never let the answer be no. Talking too much is gonna be a cancer to your bones. Niggas be on the street cause they got problems at home. When them problems fill in the street, they got nowhere to go. Negro, but who is the blame? Hey, the game don't change, just the faces and names. Yeah, the tactics and politics will remain the same. I'm living through these regrets, I'll let my scars show the pain. I'm just a young cadet, trying to get some stars in some rain. Same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey. These crackers want my soul, all these hoes want my dick. I don't wanna live in jail, I just wanna die rich. Do I gotta go through hell to know what heaven is? Why I gotta bump my head, you couldn't tell me this shit. I could never repent, my heart and spirit's content. My goals are over a bitch, my bank rolls overflow from old school common sense. Once I notice your irrelevance, I roll up the tent. There's nothing stopping a pimp, there's nothing stopping the truth. I got trust issues, so I mob in a coup. You see, I like nice things, I bump with too much loot. Forget these floozies and flutes, that means I stay away from you and broke niggas I refuse. Same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey, same old shit, my nigga, just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey. Just another day. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. Hey. while I'm trying to get paid. Watch the sun go down while I'm trying to get paid. The night survives flights full of vice and strife. My just dice just like God's son's one mic. My heart on frostbite, my words are sun bright. Excite the parasite, then get the time of your life. Whether rich or poor, I'm having fun with your wife. You can call the police, they'll just stand in line. Let me give you advice, start understanding the times. I get more than half of yours and you won't ever see mine. I've crawled, walked, and climbed. Jump that punks with pumps. Treat them like a nappy dugout, have them giving it up. We all living for bucks, they couldn't give two bucks. I like my drink with some sting, don't put no ice in my cup. I'm not the type to discuss the many ways that I move. Lest you wanna be confused, enjoy the feast of the fools. You eat his own alone, hope you know in the rules. When the beast takes the place, it is all of your food. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. Time and time again, the blind mission we in. I put the pine in the wind, devise crime with my friends. My position is within the laws of righteous sin. The necessary evil, the legendary regal. My weaponry is evil and your military's feeble. I seen it, get fucked like fetus, get stuck like Jesus, and get labeled the dawn in Babylon. We battle strong with the rifle long, you bet it's on. Until the crack of dawn, go get your tattle on. And tell your folks to watch close like a telescope. Always cracking jokes, wonder why you kinda broke. And you get no respect, I got the soul of a vet. In the home of the pros ain't paved gold. But who knows, you might grow from mildew and mold. They'll never forget your name when the story's told. Erect a marble statue for the killers and the bold. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. Yeah, manifest your thoughts with all that shit you talk. Cause the boss that's boss cannot walk with the cross. We all boss in the land of the lost. I can't get caught with a disobedient bitch that'll turn into salt. This is holy little homie. I dress like a monk so the chumps won't know me. Expert at the Dutch, yes the blunt burns slowly as I sip from my chalice. In the midst of the challenge, I'm a pimp with the malice that's equipped with the talent to shift the whole balance. What you know about war? Fallen angels sing the ballad. Demons laughing at those infested with the maggots. I'm consulting with the higher powers for the living lavish. Method of my madness got them hating with the sadness. The bitches are the baddest and my wolves like to ravage. Keep your J strap tight, you niggas run the fastest. Just those stacks in my casket and I will die the gladdest. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. I don't get a second chance in my b-boy stance. With the devil, I will dance to make them dollars in hand. Yeah.
Yo. So, I guess a couple of heads showed up, so the show is going to roll on tonight. If anybody got something they want to say in the beginning, any questions about anything, you can go ahead and press the button, and I'll let you come in and say your piece or you know, ask whatever question you want to ask. Okay, so we got somebody on the horn. Let's see what we got. 209, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
Shit. Just, I ain't even read the book yet, man. Kick Out of Heaven. But some of the words you threw out there, the terms, like cold, whatever it is, it has something to do with marriage in the family, keeping it in the family, consanguinity. I think that's the word. I didn't write it down, but I was looking it up.
But hold on. Are you talking about the excerpts I put up on my Facebook?
Perhaps it was, but I was looking up some of that stuff, and then I ran into that word, consanguinity. Consanguinity. I think that's what it's called.
Okay, what about it?
It has, I was wondering if, in other words, it has something to do with marriage and marrying in the family. Do you know anything about that?
Do I have that inside the book and Kicked Out of Heaven?
Yeah.
That's in there.
Okay.
That's in there. Consanguinity, or I guess that's the current. Yeah, I know what word you're talking about. I came across it. I didn't use it. What I used is family intermarriage, is the word that's used inside Kicked Out of Heaven. As a matter of fact, to go deeper, the word uncle comes from a form of marriage called avunculate marriage. Okay, and avunculate marriage is an exclusive form of marriage where the uncle or the auntie has direct claim on the niece or nephew for marriage purposes. So the word uncle stems from avunculate, which is a form of incestual marriage. And avunculate marriage is allowed in several different places, and it's still allowed in some European countries to this day. So that's – and I do go in on what avunculate marriage is, and I also give some examples of where that form of union has happened in the hierarchy. And you have to understand that these type of unions or marriages are only going to be documented amongst the hierarchy. And we also have to understand that whatever the hierarchy was permitted to do, you best believe the peasants were allowed to do, and the peasants fulfilled 9/10 of the population of, and that's of damn near any kingdom at any random time in between 700 to 1700. So that 1/10 as today would be, you know, the bourgeois and the nobles, the knight class, the lords, you know, all of those classes, the priests and all of that. Well, they would only be one small percentage group of the entirety. So, yeah, I do have a lot of royal intermarriages that occurred. As a matter of fact, the whole lineage of the Spanish, the Habsburgs, Spanish royalty family, okay, had specific elongated chins and underbites and enlarged tongues from generations and generations and generations of interbreeding. They were known for this, the Habsburg royal family of Spain. And I have a painting, I have a picture of this jaw type inside the book, okay? And they said that the ancestry got so heavy with this family that the children weren't able to they weren't able to eat after a while because of this jaw development that occurred from too much ancestral practices. So yeah, royal intermarriages and other forms of incestual marriages are definitely documented in the book more than once. Okay, I also have, I got twincest documented up in there. I also have, I think I got the rule on this type of activity was, you know, as long as it wasn't your first cousin, anybody else is fair game. You know? But then in some areas, when it came to the peasant level, the peasants didn't care. The peasants didn't care. It was all the same. Mother, son, daughter, I mean, mother, daughter, auntie, grandma, it didn't matter. And that's proven in a statement that I got where one of the peasants blatantly states that, you know, in order to make the tip of your cock redder, you dip it in your own blood. So that was one of the things, you know, that was going on at that time. So what else you got? You got some more questions?
No, that was it. That was it, I guess, to start the show off a little bit.
What'd you say? Oh, yeah. But, yeah, that's definitely inside the book, man. Kicked Out of Heaven, man. You know, people need to purchase that. But I got a lot of people already asking me what's the point of it or why do I need to know that? And, you know, I'm getting a lot of those type of questions, and it's really disheartening that you have to explain why somebody I've only had to do that with black people, why you need to explain why they need to know something, why something's important. You just can't be naturally interested. What the fuck? You know? So, yo, is there any more callers? Anybody else want to ask any more questions about anything? Kicked Out of Heaven, the Black Man's Bible, pictures I've been putting up on the Facebook, excerpts, anything of that nature. Do we got anything else here? Okay, you don't want to say nothing else, 209? You ain't got no other questions?
No, that's it, man.
All right, then I'm going to go ahead and hit your phone here. So, yeah, if anybody else got anything they want to say, just go ahead and press the one button, I guess. This month has been kind of wild. That's what I was going to talk about tonight, man, is I don't know if, you know, I don't want to speak too early, man, but from what I'm seeing, this year, maybe my whole last year, we're doing all of this type of shit, man. Like, you know, like, seriously, you know. There's no support here, you know, and I really don't think that longevity, I mean, because I'm a historian, as we all can see, and my work is respected by billionaire corporations. You know, and they're choosing on it by themselves, okay? I'm not pitching my book to Walmart or any of these corporations, and they're picking up my book and they're selling it, and people are buying it from them, and I don't know who these people are. But you know, from the internet, people aren't buying it from me. They keep on going to the Amazon and the Barnes & Nobles. So I don't know if those are my fans or just random people buying it because they like what they saw on the cover and the synopsis and they were just around buying books. But from what I know, 70% of these black bookstores have shut down over the past, since 2007. And ironically, that's the same year everybody started getting on the YouTube running their mouth. So, including me. So, but at the end of the day, I was never an individual to align myself with a lot of these cats, and there's a lot of reasons on why. And that definitely can be shown now with, you know, not only the type of produce that I put out here, but the rate of it. Now, a lot of black people have been talking, you know, the whole Black History Month thing. And, I mean, I could tell you a short story on how an individual came up to me on just Friday of last week, and he's like, yeah, I made an app, man, in Las Vegas. We getting all the black stores, man, and we got to buy black, man, and this and that and this and that. And You know, I put all these stories on the on this app right here, and you can download the app, man, and blah, 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 buy black, we need to buy black. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I got here, Millennium DVDs, boom, I'm hitting them with that. And then I'm like, okay, well, you keep talking this buy black. I'm like, well, why don't you buy black right now? $20, I got this book with the soundtrack in it. It was good, you know. And, oh, no, brother, I can't. Brother, you know, I got bills, da 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 da. And then the nigga trying to get me onto the Uber job. It's like, yo, what the fuck is this shit, man? How you going? Here's a black man trying to tell me to buy black, but ain't going to buy a product from a black man right there in front of him. You know? And this is the reality. The reality is I've seen many of our scholars and doctors die in hospitals and even had up GoFundMe pages while they were in hospitals and didn't reach their mark in time. And the plug got pulled, you know, and this has happened to many scholars. But when we look at situations of our, you know, sports players, I mean, look at the Jordan shoe thing, and then you look at the Yo Gotti, you look at the Zero, you look at the Waka Flocka and all these. But the degenerates are supporting the degenerates. So they have more power and they have more intelligence than this so-called group of this conscious group, you see, due to the fact that they understand support structure. And the individuals that represent them, they want them looking good and safe and sound. And that's the way the picture has always worked on this planet, you know. But in the conscious community, everybody's battling to be the next Malcolm X. I'm not doing that. I'm an author, and that's all I'm going to put out is author work, and then I'm going to go back and focus on this music hardcore, man, because it is, you know, the top supporter of Marcus Garvey was the same best friend that got him murked, you know. They supported Malcolm X until he found out and exposed what was going on with the NOI. He couldn't even pay his own bills, you know, and his whole thing crumbled up, and then he got shot up on stage. So, you know, I mean, there's 4 or 5 black men standing right next to Martin Luther King when he died, but for some ironic reason, they got the perfect picture at the same moment with everybody pointing the finger at the direction. It was just so memorable. You see how all of this works? You know? Like, you know, and then when I look on my Facebook feed today, everybody's complaining about getting robbed. Everybody's complaining about getting robbed from Umar Johnson. They're complaining about getting robbed by Tommy Sotomayor. They're complaining about getting robbed by Poli. They complain to get robbed by everybody. They're complaining about the debates. It's repetitive. They complain, complaining, 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 bro. And that's the status. The repetitive complaining and the repetitive scamming must be enjoyable because it's repetitive. And that's all there is to it. It's repetitive. You see? So I've been out here for 7, 8 years. I've been telling individuals, and I know there's a lot of new people that's just caught on to me because I'm out here marketing hard. But, you know, I'll give a little leeway space, man, because what I'm going to do is do books. And, you know, I've been to lectures that you just saw. I went and supported Dr. Leonard Jeffries and Professor James Smalls, and I gave them both, you know, a copy of my book, you know, and they wanted me to sign it. And when I gave James Smalls his book, man, he his whole face lit up. Like, and he had to ask me 3-4 times, man, you giving me something? You giving me something? Because I already felt the aura. It's like nobody's giving this man nothing. You know what I'm saying? And he's sitting up here at the table trying to sell these products, these DVDs, and got the books out here. But it's just like the other individuals I see with all these books. If people got so much product, man, how come they can't put product up in the public arena? There's not, because they don't understand business numbers. Because if you understood business numbers, you would automatically understand that the conscious movement alone doesn't have enough numbers to support a business. It doesn't. It does not have enough numbers, nor does it have an attitude that will support any form of black business. So people will have to get tricked out of their money, and that's exactly what's going on. Everybody's putting on a costume. They put on a little face paint. We get a little rap group to perform, and then, you know, you get robbed out your money, and then you don't figure it out until the 20th, 30th lecture or some crazy shit that this ain't turned into nothing but a fashion show. You know, when I go to a lecture and I see these black women up in here with all this fucking extra garb on and little dots all over their face, to me, I immediately equate you as insane. Because that's not even in the natural standpoint of how a woman behaves in society. Women are social animals, so they have to go by what other females are doing in society in order to be protect. Because women feel off their natural senses that if they're not aligned with the group may neglect them of, you know, the water that's being passed around or the bread that's being passed around. And that's what women are scared of, because women are not designed to go out there and get the bread and the water on their own. I mean, don't get me wrong, you got your cases where, you know, you do find those females who could do that, but by majority rule, that is not the case. Okay. So when you see any woman out here doing anything that's against what the society picture is, because guess what? Africans have a lot of numbers on this planet, but we aren't the majority rule on this planet. There's one type that's the majority rule on this planet, and that's fair skin, straight hair. It doesn't matter the race part. Y'all want to throw in the language and all this other shit. All of them motherfuckers look the same, period. We're the ones that stand out on this planet. And that's why you look so great on TV with everything you do, because it's opposites attract. You look different than the majority numbers on the planet. The majority number system operate similar in different forms and formats. And they also operate obscure to each other in certain areas, but those areas are very minor and hidden. The majority area, like, for one thing, I don't see too many other races or cultures out here celebrating the strip club too much. Let me ask you, how many times do you think a black female at the age of 15 hears bitch or hoe or gets told to clap her ass? Now, I want you to think about a white girl at 15, Asian girl at 15, Mexican girl at 15. On their cultural basis, do they hear that type of information? Are they being told that? Exactly. Exactly. That type of psychological trauma rewires up a lot of activity, and guess what? She ain't going to be fully supportive of your ass, bro. Period. Because through the radio, it was black males telling her, clap that ass, da 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 da. You know, little white girl listens to that shit. She can do what she wants to, and she can choose to listen to that shit if she wants to, or she can cut that shit off and turn on some Nirvana. And she won't hear no shit like that. She'll turn on some fucking Achy Breaky Heart or some shit, some Katy Perry or some Adele, and won't hear no shit like that, bro. You see what I'm saying? So, me, I've come with a lot of reality, like the scenario I just explained. I've come with a lot of reality to the game, and the main point is that this whole thing is not structured upon reality. Okay, so I'm going to go deal with the individuals who, you know, I'm going to give this year a stroke. I'm going to put out the Kicked Out of Heaven, and, you know, I got Real Nigga Etiquette coming up. I also got another book coming up, the Blackface Product. I ain't even going to say what that's about yet, but I will say the title. I'll release the cover later, but all of that's coming out this year. And then after that, man, it's probably going to be a long time before I do something pertaining to African or black or anything of that nature, because it's unsupportive. You know, it's not that I don't like it, it's the fact that I deal with reality, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got a caller here. We're going to let him in. Yo, 404.
Yo, yo, let me start off by saying hallelujah, brother. What's up, my dude? This is Khalil. Just chiming in with you, man. Just show that support, whatnot. And pretty much, man, you hitting the nail on the head, man. It's really it's really kind of sad and unfortunate that that as a general standpoint, we are not supportive of ourselves, and even more so the, you know, the Black conscious cultural community that claims that, that really, you know, that really blows a trumpet and stand on a soapbox about that type of support are equally, if not worse, about that, about not supporting. You know what I'm saying? It's like they blow that trumpet when it's time, when they got a book, when they got a DVD, but when it's time to you know, to support the next man, it's not really cracking, you know.
No, that's not even how I'm looking at it. No, go ahead. Say what you gonna say.
But I mean, not that that's the way you're looking at it, but I'm saying that that's, but that's how it kind of seems, but that's how it's kind of seeming to play out. And really and truthfully, I'm not really seeing. I'm putting it like this. Let's even take the support of a product off the table. You know, even if we just talk straight unity, where's the unity in the community? We having debates right now. We not having unity right now. We having, you know, we having battles really amongst each other with the information.
Let me come in right here, because this is something I was just talking to my homeboy about. Unity is a material object. That's what the Negro misses. The Negro thinks unity is a spiritual agreement, and we all going to hum in a circle. Let me ask you something. When do Negroes unify?
Shoot. I mean, the closest thing I could see is when someone gets shot by the police. But that's
okay.
Even that.
Okay, we'll use that. Even though I didn't think that's what you were going to say, but we'll use that. But there is material here. There's a dead body.
Yes.
You see? The dead body unified everybody. Let me show you something else. We go to the basketball court. What brings unity on the basketball court? The basketball. There is a unification through a material object. Listen, watch me. Let me go on some more, bro, because I need niggas to get this part. Niggas don't get this shit. Because the only true material that's going to unify anybody is a fucking dollar. That's what the nigga don't get yet. The dollar enforces me to give a fuck about you and your family and everything you're doing, because you better have your side of the fucking business done. But the Negro evades responsibility. You see, when we go to the barbecue, what unifies? The grill and the chicken. The grill and the fucking meat. If there is no fucking material, there is no barbecue. You see?
Absolutely.
You see? So the Negro yells UNITY. He's been yelling it for 10, 20 fucking years. Off of what material basis?
Like you said.
Understand the language yet, bro. We don't even understand the words we're speaking, bro. But go ahead.
But you're right. Like you're saying, as a general rule, we're thinking this unity is some type of philosophical or spiritual agreement. And the true unity is in the economics. It is in the finance. Because I'm gonna tell you something. I've been around other cultures, and them motherfuckers don't philosophically and spiritually agree with each other like that. Amongst Jews, amongst Chinese, amongst all the people, they got disagreements, and they have arguments, but they keep them shits to themselves because they understand. To move as a unified force, they're moving as a unified force when it comes to that finance, when it comes to that dollar bill. That is the part that they unequivocally agree upon, and they make moves
right.
As such.
They because whenever we go to the barbecue, whenever we go to the barbecue, business is going to be discussed because we're in business together, so we're just going to be talking. And see, business occurs without you even knowing business occurs
mm-hmm.
when you do it, when you operate like that. But niggas don't get it. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm telling you, bro, this 2016 is the year of the nine, and I'd be a fucking fool carry on with this type of group of people again, bro. And that's just the fucking reality, doc. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it. Because like we were saying earlier, and what I was saying, that's not how I was looking at it. How I'm looking at it is, nigga, match up. Nigga, match up. Okay? There is a champion in the fucking ring at all times, my nigga. The champion is verified by the work, my nigga. Okay? If you have no work by proof and validity, but see, that's another thing. Niggas don't even know what proof is yet, because you can go by what they're talking about, and you can tell they're not reading or researching. They're just reiterating some thoughts that developed from videos that they watched on YouTube, and then trying to put some words together to sound educated, or being educated inside, you know, the European scholastic system, which I'm not going to say that it's not a good education. It is, but what it is, it's a singular education. You see, mm-hmm. You're talking to me, you're talking to a plural educator and educated. I'm not a single educated motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, you go to college, they won't even teach you about you know, the transmission and the engine. They just teach you the fucking engine. You get a certification for that. Then you got to go get a certification for the fucking transmission. They don't say, nigga, the car is one thing. We're going to learn the whole fucking car. You see? So you get a singular education, not a plural. So it's okay, but it's what I'll call an emasculated intelligence, bro. I'll And the reason why I say that is because I'm up here looking at professors. I'm looking through professors' profiles, and I'm looking at the books that they're writing, bro, and their books are looking kindergarten to kicked out of heaven, bro. Their books are looking, and we're talking about professors at universities. Their books are looking like lunch meat, kindergarten to a book like Kicked Out of Heaven. Even Black Man's Bible has sat at $150 consistently for the past 3-4 months, bro. And just this month, it was evaluated at $600. And I've been buying black books my whole life. I've never seen a black book evaluated at that much. Especially to be the first book for an author and being paperback. Okay? And having grammatical errors in that motherfucker, and edited by me, and I got the word nigga in there over 1,000 times.
Come on.
Okay? This is one book. Not 90, not 100. One fucking book. Okay? And then Kicked Out of Heaven is coming. You don't even want to see what that's about to be evaluated yet, because a lot of niggas don't know what value is. So when I put Kicked Out of Heaven and they start throwing numbers like 1,500 and 2,000 around, you niggas going to be like, oh, he did that. He hacked the website and he altered the numbers and up. Oh, he did that shit. He knows somebody over there at Amazon, and this nigga did it. Okay? No, mark my word. Mark my word. Kicked Out of Heaven, Volume 1, I'm guaranteed will at least hit 1,500 value, bro. I'm guaranteed paperback. And I won't even put it in. I don't even know if I'm going to put it in color or not, the pictures. Paperback, bro. It's going to hit that value. That's Volume 1. Volume 2, double that. Because the information that's in Volume 2, it's so sacred, bro. You ain't even supposed to be a nigga, please. Volume 2 Volume 2, Catholic priests know that shit. I mean, Catholic bishops, the hierarchy, the higher levels. Like, the shit I'm fucking with in Volume 2, bro, only Jesuit level. Them motherfuckers know the type of occultism I'm going to be explaining in Volume 2, bro. I'll put it to you like that. Jesuits in the Vatican know the level of the... Yeah, they know the level, but not even the I don't even know the priests, because I don't know what they specifically go through today for today's training on being a priest or a bishop or whatever the case. But I will tell you, bro, that the information I'm dealing with, only hierarchy knows that shit. The motherfuckers that are educated in exorcisms, basically, will be able to dibble and dabble with that Volume 2. Okay? And
and it's kind of funny because niggas is already telling me, no, I don't know about that, buddy. I don't know about this shit. They talking about Bang on the Beast, but they don't even know what the fucking Beast is, bro. They, dog, that, niggas want to keep up a lie, bro. And that's all I see. Niggas want to keep up a lie, bro. Like I said, bro, you got to match that. My book ain't been out a year on Amazon, and Walmart done picked it up, my nigga. Give me a fucking break, dog.
Man, my dude. But you gotta, I mean, but you gotta look at the, you gotta look at the cultural way that we have been moving since we've been in this country. This is, you know, like you said, it's the keeping up of a lie. I mean, think about the poor kid that rocks Jordans just to seem like he's not broke, you know, when everybody and himself know that he is. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. It's that same thing. Apply, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that culturally we all got to get over. We got to get over that shit and get with the, like you said, get with the real. We got to start.
It ain't, man, it ain't gonna happen, bro. Reality is responsibility, and the nigger wants none. That's all there is to it. Reality is responsibility, bro. Period, bro. And black males don't want none of that. They don't know what it is. This is a female culture, period, bro. It's a female race, dog. Black men are worried about their shoes, Jordans, and their hair, dreads, just like the fucking women are worried about their hair, colors, and their high heels. It's the same rate amongst both. I just seen videos today of niggas running in stampedes for Jordans, licking the Jordan in the shoe. I mean, in the store. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who gives a fuck about some shoes, bro? Gives a fuck about it. Grown ass men don't give no fuck about no fucking gym shoes.
Period, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You know what I'm saying? But these niggas, man, I mean, that's just what it is. So I'm dealing with reality, or, you know, I point the finger at myself as well, because that's the first step of every businessman and every man and father. You got to blame yourself, and I blame myself in my areas of marketing, but, you know, I don't really be having that much time with all the other shit that I'm doing and the shit that I'm putting out, you know, but my marketing is shot. I can say that, so maybe that's my fault, you know, but once again, by now, with the type of numbers that I'm doing and the type of places I'm at, it should be moving. I should have somebody else doing that shit, but that's not how it works. Amongst Negroes. That's how it works with everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Because they see the union, they see the probability of the dough, so they put themselves up for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be coming around me and be like, what you want me to do? I'm like, dog, I don't want you to do shit. Because you's a fucking man. What the fuck am I going to tell a man to do some shit for, bro, on some free labor type shit? And I'm not even saying it like free labor, but I'm saying out of your own desire and shit. Like, what the fuck am I going to tell a dude, bro? Like, dog, please. And then you don't get the shit right, you fuck some shit up, bro. You have me pissed off like a motherfucker. And then you're going to end up scrapping, or, you know, niggas is their own shit, bro. So, man, please. I know how the game operates, my nigga. The only niggas that I really support about here is the penitentiary street niggas, bro. Penitentiary street hood niggas, bro, got way more power, strength, and finances than this whole conscious community, bro.
Yeah, they're locked up behind their masculinity, bro.
they got more experience in life, they got more finances, and with that experience, they got more balls, bro, to get out here and actually do some shit on whatever level it may be done, whether that's, you know, music, some, you know, starting a business, some revolutionary shit. The street niggas got way more. Nigga, please. You know, I mean, it's a sad case, though, because, I mean, it's just like when I was out here on the streets the other day, man. Every nigga I was running into, man, got a beard. Niggas even asked me if I learned how to write in the pen. I said, nigga, I ain't never been in no fucking pen. Nigga asked me if I learned how to write in the pen, because that's the only place Negroes learn how to get respect for a fucking book. You know? You know, besides those elite Negroes, you got those quiet elite Negroes out there who's out there trying to pump their fist for the Black Lives Matter and all that shit, and they're there temporary. They're there just for their college years until they get an editorial job somewhere.
Yeah, man.
People don't know how this shit works, dog. Like, this is a bad, bro.
Well, man, I got one more question for you, man, before you hit the button on me.
Okay.
If in fact you make 2016 be the last one, I mean, without giving away anything that needs to not be given away, what would be your next step? What would be your plan? You know, how would you want to move?
Oh, man, I'm a kid, dog. My last name is Booker, so I will be writing books until I die. I love information. I own libraries. I'll always be putting out books. But, you know, to find me out there in the world, man, I might go do a little music for a little minute, man. And, you know, I might do the comedy shit. I highly doubt it. I don't know, bro. I'm going to tell you like this, though, bro. I'm just going to do the type of material that I write is so fire. You know, that should be on a consistent roll. All I got to do is just get a real good solid basis behind that, bro. And then, you know, I'm traveling after that, bro. Once my money get right, nigga, I'm on the China Wall, bro. It ain't finna be no face up on no motherfucking camera, dog. And I told niggas when I was 28, 29, I wasn't finna be doing this shit up in my 30s. And I'm not. I'm writing books. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just a continuation in the marketing of said books now. And until I get that shit rolling, man, until I get all that shit rolling off my books, man, I'm holler. I'm out this door, bro. You lost your fucking mind, bro. Because even if niggas wanted to start supporting, it's like they only supporting you to kill you.
Mm.
You know? Yeah, that's what's been historically proven, is that they support you to kill you. You see what I'm saying? They support you to kill you, bro.
You can't argue with the historical facts.
Bro, come on, dog. You know, and it's only this group. Like, Nat King Cole is getting supported. Lena Horne is getting supported. Dorothy Dandridge is getting supported by white and black people, bro. They was in the public arena. All of these niggas on this level, dog, dealing with angry Negroes and trying to sell products to angry Negroes, man. Nigga, please, bro. You ain't get your shit slaughtered. You know? So it doesn't even matter what level of the game you look at it, bro. Like, you know, everybody's made it through, you know, except for this stagnant group. And the reason why is because there's too much anger and too much congestion. And you're not doing what everybody else on the planet is doing. And you think you're going to develop a system When you're an anthill amongst ant eaters.
Hmm.
You're nothing. This is nothing. Okay? And they've shown you how many times they shot up niggas across the country, bro. They done killed the more. Now they're killing NOI Muslims. Do you see this shit?
No, really? I ain't seen none.
Oh, yeah, bro. They done found a Muslim preacher. They said a Muslim preacher went out on the job. To a Muslim preacher went out on a work thing with his job with eight other white individuals, and they found this nigga dead floating in the river the next morning, the day before his birthday.
Mm.
And then they got a picture of Farrakhan over the casket. Okay? And the police department ain't said nothing. The county don't care about the goddamn autopsy report or nothing. They all wrote the shit off like, we don't get no fuck. And then the three Muslim cats that just got shot up in Indiana, execution style, some kids, bro. So that's what I'm saying, bro. Y'all niggas keep on coming out here talking all this shit, got you poking out your chest, bro. And what the fuck, my nigga? These niggas are showing you. We will kill you more, child. You do nothing. We kill the NOI kids. You do nothing. We kill the NOI priests. You do nothing. And you think, bro, watch. Watch. The black race thinks this shit is a fucking fashion show, bro. You niggas finna get shown, B. Think this shit is fucking Nickelodeon and hee hee ha ha. And the nigga just so such a fucking joke, bro. Every time I turn on World Star Hip Hop, this nigga, some fucking grown ass man dressed like a fucking woman, trying to make people laugh on a goddamn video, looking like a fucking retard, bro. You know, you know, and the way I word it up kicked out of heaven. People know I'm not racist, bro. You know, I'm racist to a certain extent because we all are. That's how Americans are trained. Okay? We are raised to be racist in this country. Period.
Yeah. To a certain extent.
Right. To a certain extent.
We all got some bare minimums. You know,
because nobody's racist when it comes to that pussy. Racism is a male thing. It is not a female thing. Please know that. You see what I'm saying? Okay? Racism is the stupidity of males on this planet. Okay? It's not a female thing. You know?
I mean, and I think racism as an institution is really installed as a divide and conquer, not just on black people, but on all people, because if you can keep disenfranchised peoples of various colors squabbling with each other and thinking that they're different, are in different boats with each from each other, then you know you can exert some control over all of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the whole thing, man. That's what I be trying to say, man. And that's why a lot of black people don't want nothing to do with that Black Man's Bible, bro, because I'm on that woman, bro. And the Negro race is this conscious community. These only motherfuckers that's worshiping women, bro, and we're the only ones that don't got a resource. If you don't think those two are combined, then you've lost your fucking mind.
Hmm. Even if you don't think they're combined, you should explore it. Because it's two, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's two things that's different than everybody else's structure. And to think they're not related is to just write them off as not being related is silly. You should explore it. You know what I mean? At the very minimum. So.
Yeah, man. But you know, man, please, the nigga's not an explorer, bro. This is not no true adventurer. We're not pleasure seekers and treasure seekers by whole heart, bro. That's not a thing of us, bro. Like I said, we don't know how to line up with who the winner is or what the reality is, bro. You know, I mean, bro, I've seen the backside of a lot of these lecturers, man, and I'm here to let you know they do not run their household. They don't, man, this shit is just... This shit is just wild. It's wild, man. And I'm talking about for over the past eight years, I've seen that shit multiple times with multiple individuals, man. Mm-hmm. You know? And I mean, like, right now, I should be ranting, raving about Kicked Out of Heaven, but I'm pretty sure people are only going to listen to it so they can hear some shit and then go repeat it tomorrow at work. You know? That's it. There is no, yo, I'm going to cop this book, devour this book, see what the fuck going on, man. Support this nigga. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's what today's blog talk is really supposed to be about, Kicked Out of Heaven specifically.
Nah, that's just what I got it titled as, man. I'm going to be going through all of these specs of these titles and different titles and stuff, man. I got stuff to do, bro. I don't be... You know, the game is really feminine, bro, and I'm not feminine, so it's becoming difficult for me, bro. Like, you know, like, with the tweets, for instance, you know, I'm not no tweeting-ass nigga, man. I don't do all this hashtag shit. You know what I'm saying? My girl can do that shit, man. She do it as she tweeting the hashtag everybody, goddamn, all up on her shit. My shit is birds, bro, because I'm not no female. The whole shit is all female, bro. You know? And I don't have no female chaotic mind. My brain is not female oriented, man, or chaotic at all. It is the woman's brain that is chaotic. That's why she can't produce any goddamn thing. Because her brain can't stay straight.
Yeah, man.
You know?
You know. I just wasn't, you know. Hey, man. I just wanted to inject my, you know what I'm saying, inject my, you know, my questions into the blog talk on time, man, and you know what I'm saying, whatever it is you know you have kind of pushing forward with tonight's talk, man, you know, feel free to do it. Don't let me hold you up, but for sure, you know.
Oh,
I
mean, man, you on the line. You a homie, man.
Yeah.
I know you.
Yeah, but as I said, you know, from the gate, man. Mainly called in just to, you know, just to be on some supportive and man, if anybody out there, whoever is out there listening, man, get the books. It's serious.
Yeah, shit. I was giving all types of books away for free on niggas' birthdays on Facebook. I was on their birthday. I just say happy birthday and give them the book. You know, so. You know, but, man, it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I see what the game is, and I just got to prepare myself, dog, to make moves before shit fucks up. But anybody else out there that's listening, you know, this whole conscious community thing is a whole, man. The best thing you can do, man, is just read nonfiction books, you know, and I write nonfiction books, so holla at me. And my books ain't filled with no information trying to join into no group. I don't want to be in no group. You know, I want to sit at round tables, but I found myself to be the only one at the round table. As you know, whatever. I guess that's the way it's going to have to play out.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, shit, I've been talking this shit since Atlanta, dog. And then nobody was feeling me, so I had to develop the product on my own. And now it's fucking going. So, you know, and it's even going on the streets, man. I'm doing face-to-face sales on the streets, man, and niggas is copping it. But see, that also shows I know what I'm doing with business because I ain't go out there smash it with no album. Niggas wasn't taking the album. Nobody's taking the mixtape. But niggas is taking the 400-page book, and they asking me to sign it on spot. Okay, that's everybody from penitentiary niggas to professors that's worldwide renowned. See? So, I'm going to pump these numbers up, man. But when it comes to a solid fan basis that I can communicate with that can fucking make some Fortune 500 shit blow, nigga, please. Yeah, I see. I'm on my dolo with all of that. You know? So, I mean, that's just the way it rolls out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that wholeheartedly based on my experience. 50% of what I'm saying is based on what history tells me.
Well, I mean, you know, and it's funny that you say that, though, about being on the dolo, because I'm going to be real with you. Like, in my assessment of how the game is when it comes to our folks, you know what I'm saying? That, to me, is the logical conclusion. It's like, be ready to go dolo. Be ready to do it. Be ready to do what you need to do for you and your fam. You know what I'm saying? For you, and I mean literally for your seeds. You know what I'm saying? And then if you should happen to, you know what I'm saying, connect with a brother, some brothers who are like-minded and are about getting it, you know, in a way that is not corny or that is not, like you say, tied to some very specific indoctrination, you know what I'm saying? Then that would be cool. That would be a bonus. But you can't wait for that to happen. You got to just be ready to just go ahead and smash for your rations on your own. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, that's like a logical conclusion. It might not even be what you want, but it's the only thing that makes sense. You understand what I'm saying?
Mhm. Yeah, man. I already know, bro. Cause, man, I mean, you know, that's just the game, bro. The solo dolo is just the. Well, I mean, it's all based in experience, bro. Like, I would have never came out here yelling some bang on no police officers, dog. I would never say no shit like that, bro.
And I would never say no shit like, yo, we finna do the, we finna get out here and fight, and these people need to get shot. Dog, like, I don't talk like that. I never have and I never will, bro. Why? Because I've had to pick up niggas off the ground with their head busted wide open, bro. I've seen that shit. I've done that shit. I've been in fucking parties where everybody's throwing rocks. My niggas is showing up with bats with nails hanging out the end of it and swinging them at niggas. I've seen it. I've done it. I put niggas on dirt roads and left them there, bro. I've seen it, bro. So all of that shit ain't no motherfucking circus. That ain't no fucking fun time.
Right.
The shit that's running through your body when all them type of events occur, bro, is not no fun fucking time. And you niggas think that shit because your head have been programmed with a whole bunch of images from movies. You've been downloaded, 20th person, not first person, 20th person old European shit has been downloaded in your head through synthetic, through simulation. And the simulation is what you call media. So you've been thinking, oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, that looks tight. Yeah, get that motherfucker. Yeah, chase the goddamn bad guy and bust his head. Yeah, have a shootout. Your head get all programmed with all that shit, and then you start having dreams where you doing the shootout, nigga. And then before you know it, you waking up, and you think it's all in your dream space, and this is where it all fucks up. This is where life becomes a cartoon, and then you end up doing 25 years, and you end up doing 50 years, and you end up with your fucking head cut off, or you end up with an arm cut off, or you're fucking paralyzed in a wheelchair because you thought life was a fucking cartoon. You couldn't tell the difference between feeling and non-feeling. You see, a lot of y'all people don't think. You see, I'm breaking down mental sciences right now, because the body can be rewired up, man, and the nervous system and the mind can be so cold, traumatized, wired up that it does not even feel temperature. The body won't feel temperature, bro. So if y'all niggas is out here and it's 30, 40 degrees and you see these niggas still walking around in flip-flops and fucking gym shorts, that's exactly what you're looking at. Okay? What you're looking at is an individual so traumatized, so his brain is so wired up and off, whether that was done by a chemical or a physical abuse, and when I say chemical, I'm talking about food relation when it comes to drinking synthetics and eating synthetics, wired up his system to be so ass backwards he can't even properly respond to his natural environment around him because he doesn't feel it or see it because everything is cartoonish. This is serious shit, man, and this shit is going down, man. This is the status of a lot of people's brains. This is the main level of a lot of people in this conscious movement, man. This is why they're being abused, man, because the leaders know that these men aren't fathers. I mean, these men don't have fathers, and they're not fathers. So everybody in the black race is looking for a father. That's why they say we need a leader, because we need a male. We need a male to worship, because this is a fatherless tribe.
And if you notice, they don't say we need leaders. They say we need a leader.
Yeah, so we can have proper aim. So we can have proper aim and scope them out. We don't need duplicates. We need our job easy. We get one execution at a time.
we need a daddy. You know what I'm saying? A leader. You know what I'm saying? But like you say, he's also the target, which.
Yeah.
Which, when there is real fathers, they become the target. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And that's the mode we're in right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and goddamn. Anybody else got anything else they want to say, man, before I play a track, man, and close it out for the night? Okay. Anybody else? They can press the number one. And come right on in. 5, 4, 3, 2. Okay, I guess not. So I'm going to play one track. This track is coming up on the new Onyx Tablet album that will be released with the Real Nigga Etiquette. And then we're going to close it out. Yeah, let me play that one. Fucking.
Rock City.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Pretty little girl wanna play in the park. Don't come outside when it's after dark. You're looking like Lois on my lane, searching for Clark. Well, I'm Superman, let me kiss your hand. Since you don't know where we stand, I got a small plan. Don't talk to any man unless he gives you a grand. Money is the magic that makes my shafts expand. Get excited cause you like it like my last command. And she will obey because it's real that way. She know I'll get crucial conflict about my hay. Them dumbass mind games we will not play. If my throne is your home, you gon' do as I say. See, on this plantation, we work the night and the day. I'll take you to the borough zone, forest, and the bay. Yes, it's true indeed, I'll give you everything you need. Cause when you succeed, bitch, my pocket succeeds. Hey, I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
The stakes is high, it's just me, myself, and I. Mary J is really all I need to get by. But I hooked up with Renee on the Lost Boy side. She wanna spend time, get some UNITY. Benita Applebum, chewing on bubblegum, looking for a roughneck. She got a crush on me, her ill nana stay wet. She liked to talk about sex, so I told her keep her head up like her sundress. Take the salt from the sweat, I got her hook sprung. Like a shook one, watch when the crotch crook come. Leave her nookie numb. These cookie crumb niggas wanna throw the fucking book at the dun. Business is my pleasure, mix money with the fun. Everywhere I walk, hoes stalk cause they stunned. Republican elegance, the elephant ton. Constitution or prostitution, only pick one. I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I am the Bowser that keeps the princess. I possess the power that can't be contested. Collect every hour, every dollar, every cent. And with her every step, you will smell her flower scent. Dressed to impress, nonetheless, I digress. Watch your fucking mouth, I don't fuck with the stress. Be the sacred child that the father wants to bless. You can't have a black thought without love on the quest. A grown man, a woman's tears put hairs on my chest. I won't hold hands, conflict of interest. Dip with finesse, yes, I'm out the scene. Cause I'm about my green, they pout like a teen. Gripe and say I'm so mean, but I make them green, playing with a jelly bean. I can tell you many things, I can tell you plenty dreams. Only after you get screened, you can be part of my team. Bitch, what the fuck you mean? I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Oh, you still on the line?
Yeah.
What'd you think about that track right there?
Actually, I was loving the hook in the second verse. The second verse I thought was real slick because you just kind of you told the story, but you know you kind of use references to all kind of
my era hip hop shit.
Yeah, bro. I would tell you, bro, I think that's about the most, yo, I think that's about one of the most powerful verses I done written in a long time, dog.
Is the Block Talk still going, or is it just me and you?
Nah, it's the Block Talk right now, man, but I can hang up, man, and you can hit me if you want to, bro.
Oh, yeah, you can wait, man. It's all good. It don't matter to me, shoot.
Yeah, I'm finna close this show out, man. Y'all, appreciate y'all for who showed up, man. Next week, we will be talking about Kicked Out of Heaven some more, of course. But like I said, I got excerpts all over my Facebook, man, of the book. Y'all, you know, donate. You spend $20, man, you get the book for free. The book is going $36 PDF. And you might as well do it like this now, because when I put it up on Amazon, which will occur shortly, it's not going to be going. I'm not going to be doing the $20 thing for the, you know, with the donation thing. If you still want to donate, which I still need donations, hands down, because the more donations I get depends on how I put the book out. If I get enough finances, then I'll be able to put the book out in color, because there is 163 pictures. So, you know, and then it also brings value to the publishing company for those out there who may want to get a book done in the future. You know, I'm always open for that. So, yeah. But anyways, y'all know where to get find me. Go to theguy720.com, theblackmansbible.com, and kickedoutofheaven.com. You know, and if you want to look at the scholars and lecturers, it's all over YouTube. Go to millenniumdvds.com. All right, appreciate it, and y'all holler.